The story of Nicodemus in John, the third chapter. Today, John's gospel reveals the Pharisee named Nicodemus, the Jewish leader who has been a witness to the signs of Jesus. Jesus has shown us a sign at the wedding in Cana by changing water into wine, and then he shows a public display of his authority by turning over the tables in the temple, driving the money changers out. Knowing these things have happened, Nicodemus has some questions for this rebel-rouser called Jesus. Nicodemus introduces the conversation by confessing his belief in Jesus' authority when he says, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God." End quote. Nicodemus wants to be informed, and Jesus gives Nicodemus information that requires a response, not a decision. This is where we hear Jesus tell the world that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son to save the world from its sin. John says God loved the world so much he sent Jesus not to condemn the world, but that the world would be saved through him. Nicodemus wants to believe, and eventually we will hear how he comes back to help take Jesus off the cross and bury him in the tomb. The action Nicodemus takes shows his faithfulness to the love and grace of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who comes to us, and the Spirit who, like the wind, comes without our knowledge and gives us the ability to have faith. It is God who calls us, and our only action required is to respond to his love and grace. Do you want to receive the love and grace offered by God? Do we reject that love and hide in our own sinful lives? Judgment is in place, and grace is clear and set for all the world. Do we respond in love for our neighbor, or do we hide from the light and let our sin lead us away from Jesus? In this busy world, we're offered many other options: status, power, possessions, and more that similarly promise us life and require our allegiance in return. The love for the world has been the Christian story, as God so loved the world. The entire world he gave his only Son. We cannot even know the depths of God's love for us, but the psalmist declares from Psalm 139, "For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb." End quote. It is God who opens the gate of salvation to all people because of his grace and love for all creation. Our actions show our decision. Like Nicodemus, we too may take some time to show our faith. God will wait for us because he loves us. God so loved the world he gave us a gate that God opens for us. That open gate is Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Let us pray. Birthing God, you gave us new life when we were born of water and Spirit. Help us live into that new life, refreshed and renewed for your work. Open the gate for us in Jesus Christ. Amen.